Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life.
This is what I want, this is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me. Hey.
Today's podcast is a conversation with Brendan Riley. Hi, Brendan.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you? Good. You just said you weren't going to swing on the chair and you're already swinging.
Sorry.
It's okay. Just behave. How are you feeling about doing a podcast with me?
Good. It's exciting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it what you feel like doing on a Friday night?
Exactly what I feel like doing.
What time have we been up since?
I think it was 3 o'clock when...
Something like that.
The intruder came in.
The small human woke us up. So anyway, for people who don't know who Brendan is my boyfriend, and it's been highly requested to have you on the podcast, so I guess people can get to know you a little bit.
Yep.
And so I did ask for listener, like, submitted questions. So we have a whole stack of questions to get through. And one of the suggestions was basically asking me to do a quick fire getting to know you quiz so that we can all find out more about Brendan.
Yep.
Now, I haven't prepared quick fire questions.
Yep.
But I think it might be like a nice place to start just by, I guess, asking you a little.
Yeah.
Lou in the background.
Yeah.
Asking you a little bit more about yourself. So maybe firstly, what is it that you do for work?
I own a timber flooring company. I've been a carpenter the last 21 years.
That makes you sound old.
I'm very old.
Yeah. For grown up. How old are you?
How old do I look? 35.
That was another question.
Yep.
How long have you lived on the Gold Coast?
2 years now.
I don't know.
I'm from Sydney. I grew up in Sydney. I was born in Sydney. But, moved to the Gold Coast 2 years ago.
What are some other quickfire questions I can do? What are your hobbies?
I draw, paint, build furniture.
Construct trampolines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else do I do?
Fight.
Oh, yep. I have a bad habit of getting addicted to different sports. So at the moment, MMA, so I fight.
What other sports have you been addicted to?
Ice hockey, soccer, baseball.
Just a few.
Yeah, motocross. Yeah.
Yeah?
A couple.
And how long have you been fighting for?
Just on 2 years. Okay. So I started MMA when I first moved to the Gold Coast. I was racing motocross before I moved up, and then COVID kicked in.
I think that's all like the rapid fire ones I can think of.
I think
of.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah? It's yeah. You. Okay. Let's just like go through these
just
questions.
Randomly?
Yeah, I think so. I've not categorized them. But I think if we can start with how did we meet, which I've spoken about before on the podcast, but it's nice to touch on from both of our perspectives.
Yep.
Right? So how did we meet? I followed Brendan on Instagram.
And then I followed back, and then I inboxed you.
You slid into the DMs.
Yes.
Yeah. But context to that is I'd seen you on a dating app before, so I knew that you were single. Single?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like I said signal then. We're both really tired. So I knew you were single, and then I'd seen you on like a mutual friend's Instagram story, so I thought I'll just click follow because I thought you were good looking. Then you slid in with a DM.
Well, I thought it was weird that as soon as I'd sent the message, I opened Tinder and you were the first person that popped up.
Universe doing its thing.
That's it.
Yeah. And so you slid in and we just like exchanged. No, you slid in asking if we'd met.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very stupid.
Stupid.
But that was like the weekend of your fight.
Yep, the weekend just after it, my first fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just fought that weekend and then we went out to coffee
on the Tuesday. But it was the Sunday that I clicked follow on you. So was your fight that Saturday?
Yep.
Yeah, because that's
how it was the day after.
That's how I'd seen you because of all of the hype on people's stories.
And I was eating all the chocolate I could.
Yeah, you're blowing out deluxe.
I miss chocolate.
Okay. What is your most favorite attribute about the other and something they do that annoys you?
You go first. What dirt do you have on me?
Favorite attribute. I mean, there's lots of things. I think overwhelmingly, you're incredibly caring. Like super, super caring. And I think like I've never met anyone who cares so deeply about the people that are important to them. I think you're very genuine and very like stable. That was my overwhelming takeaway when I met you, was like, you're just steady, like in yourself. Like you feel like unshakable and unmovable in who you are. And I really, like, I admire that because it's something I strive to be like myself. Yeah. So I see that in you and I'm like, oh, I find that really attractive.
It was definitely caring, but you're also very real. I find that you're very upfront and honest and yeah, you just feel like a good, genuine, real person.
At first you thought I was going to be a bit uptight.
Kind of. It's because you're hot.
What's something that I do that annoys you?
Nothing yet.
Yeah, give it time. There must be something.
No.
Okay. I would say the only thing that annoys me about you at present is that you scare me, but you don't mean to do it.
Okay.
Like, just because I'm super jumpy.
But like the other night in the kitchen?
Yeah. Should we tell that story?
Yeah, go on.
I wouldn't say it annoys me. It's the only thing that, like, I'm not like, oh, my God, that's so annoying because it's my thing. Like, I'm just really jumpy. But because I'm not used to having a partner in the house, it, like, gives me a fright when you enter a room and I'm not expecting you to enter.
Yeah. So the I think it's something that I've got to be a bit more aware of.
You don't. Like, no. You're not doing anything wrong. You're just walking from room to room. But
that's something that you've got to work on, so I'll work on it with you.
We just have to get you some tap shoes.
Yeah. Or a bell.
Your little kitty bell. That's cute. But the other night I was stood at the kitchen, so I was facing away. And bearing in mind, I've been listening to a lot of true crime stuff lately. And Brendan snuck up behind me to grab me in like a funny, lighthearted way because he was naked.
A nice way, yeah.
He'd like turn the shower on and then like snuck out naked to like,
they're like, ooh.
I guess impress me. And it backfired because I burst into tears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that reaction when you see me naked.
Shut up. How long into meeting did you both just know? I guess just know that like we wanted to be each other's person.
I mean, when I left after the second date, when I came here.
After you came back because of the break-in or the first time you left?
The first time I left.
Yeah.
I felt like a really huge connection with you.
Mm, that's cute.
But I didn't realize that I'd be coming down a second time that night.
Or did you? There are still people that think it was you.
How was it me?
I know it wasn't you, but there are people who are like, was it a strategy? Mm. So for me, there were two moments that I was like, holy shit, I'm in trouble here. I really like this guy. One was when I went to your house like for the first time. We watched a movie.
What did we watch?
Croods. Brendan likes kids movies. And like, I didn't have the heart at the start to tell him like, I watch enough children's films. Like I've seen Croods, but no, I love you. I love the movies. That was cute. So we watched Croods. And then because I'm such a loser, I set an alarm on my phone to make sure I would leave on time, remember?
Yeah. You're the girl.
Gotta go.
Yeah. You didn't have the girlfriend calling you saying that there's an emergency.
And I just set an alarm.
Yeah, I'm just going.
Independent.
Oh, there's the alarm. Time's up. See ya. Bye.
Weirdo. But you walked me out to the car where I'd parked, and as we were walking to the car, you took my hand and put it in yours, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble here. Like, there was just something about like my little hand in your big paw. And then the other time was the first time I stayed over at your house when I arrived and you'd bought me a hot water bottle. And like, you were just really cute in the kitchen filling up my hot water bottle because I had my period.
You need to keep you warm.
Yeah, because I'm always cold.
Yeah.
She's a frosty bitch. What else? Did many people jump over to follow you after I first shared you?
I got quite a few.
New ladies. What else? What was it that made you both attracted to one another?
Were just definitely your eyes. I think when you first followed me, I opened up your profile and the first thing I looked at were your eyes.
Cute. When I saw Brennan on Tinder, the reason I don't think I matched with him on Tinder was I thought he was like really small. Which sounds mean. But you were, because some of your photos were so lean from fighting and you just looked like
a little man.
Little petite miam. And then when I saw you on Instagram, I was like, oh, I don't know, I just thought you were really attractive, like physically.
And little.
No, when I saw you on Instagram, I did some sleuthing and I realized you were not little.
Taller than average.
Yeah. I did like an Instagram deep dive into like clicking on people that you were in photos with to work out their height. It sounds bad.
Measuring up.
Yeah. But I think like in photos, I thought you were attractive, but in real life, when I met you for that first coffee and I opened the door and I was like, oh my gosh, like you, like you're attractive in photos, but in real life, I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is super good looking. You have like a really, like, I don't know, I don't want to say unique, but like your sense of style, like you always smell good and you're just always put together. So I found that attractive.
I try.
You do.
I think one of the other questions was how tall am I?
How tall are you?
6'2". Not 4'8".
It's deceiving when someone's super fit and tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not actually a fighter, he's a jockey.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought you were jockey sized. I did.
That's cruel. That's Tom Cruise. No. Tom Cruise and Katie wrong. Holmes.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
Okay, Kylie, how has day-to-day life changed mostly since being in love? So day-to-day life, like at the start, obviously I just felt happier. You know, when you meet someone and it's like everything seems brighter, like you wake up in the morning and things just seem better. But day-to-day life now feels like it's completely different to how my life was 6 months ago. Because most mornings we're waking up together. I also feel like really cared for and considered by you all the time. And I like doing the same for you. Like I like thinking about, oh, how can I make his day better and easier, and life just seems a lot more fun. Like I think you bring out a lighter, more kid-like side.
Definitely.
Yeah. So maybe not as uptight as you thought.
No.
No.
You have surprised me.
How has your everyday life changed?
Mine?
Yeah. You?
Pretty much the same. You've definitely...
I'll try not to slurp my tea. Don't.
Everything just seems better and easier. I feel like you're my best friend, and I feel like I want to do everything with you.
Has Brendan been married before? If not, does he want to be one day?
Yes, I have been married before.
How do I feel about Brendan's sport and will I watch you fight?
Dun, 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 dun.
Look, team, I'm not going to say I'm someone who's ever been excited about fighting as a sport. I'm not someone who understands it. You know, and I've said this before, even with like my
don't
boys.
Don't be like that. You're getting better.
I am. I don't mean understand the technical side of it, but what on earth drives someone to want to get into a space and hurt someone and potentially be hurt as well? Now that I have like watched fights with you a little bit and you've explained to me like the technical side of things, I understand more the desire.
Yeah.
But prior to that, to me, it was kind of like a bit of a barbaric.
It's like, what for?
Yeah, what for? Yeah. What's the point here? But since you have taught me a little bit about it and I understand... like how much dedication and commitment and technique is involved. It's not actually as barbaric as two men just going for it. Like, there's a lot of skill, there's rules.
A lot of food prep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Making my lunches.
So how do I feel about it now? I'm like impressed by your dedication and your commitment. I think it's incredible the way that you dedicate your time, because what did we work out the other day? That you're spending something like 20 hours a week on training, but getting to training as well.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like a part-time job for you.
Yeah.
And you're really good at it.
But
I'm nervous. I'm nervous to watch you fight because I like...
It's 50-50.
Because I care about you and I don't like want to see you get knocked out. And I watched your last fight, which you won very quickly. And like, it doesn't scare me seeing you do it, as in, because I know you, like I know how care. And I remember you saying that to me, like you were afraid of the boys finding out that you fight because you don't want them to be afraid of you.
Yeah.
And so that part of it doesn't scare me now that I understand the technical desire. But yeah, I'm nervous because I'm a baby and I know that I'll be like wincing and like worried about you. It also stresses me out what you put your body through to get into that shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I admire your dedication.
But is that hypocritical of me to not want the boys to watch me fight, but I fight?
I don't think so. I think it's just cognitive awareness that they're young and it's like you don't want them to think of you as a fighter.
No.
Because that's not, you're not actually, like you're so kind and so wholesome.
Yeah.
Actually, that you don't, you know what I mean? I think that's what it is. I don't think it's hypocritical. And plus they know now and they think it's the coolest thing ever. What else? Does Brendan have children?
No. I've got a snake.
Yeah, he does.
We have a snake now. Cartel renamed Snakey.
Snakey. No. Okay. Have you always been the type of person where stepkids wouldn't bother you? Like, have you thought about being tangled up with someone who has kids before?
Well, it doesn't really stress me out because I love kids.
Yeah.
And I'm a big kid.
Yeah.
But the thought of having rugrats in the picture doesn't stress me out at all.
Yeah.
I think at our age it's
common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But your kids are amazing anyway.
When we first started messaging and going backwards and forth.
No, don't. Don't do it.
Friend, like this is like within like maybe the first two or three messages, you'd obviously not done like a thorough stalk. You'd obviously not read my profile. But you said something like, "Oh, I can see you've got a beautiful daughter."
And then I was waiting for you to block me.
I was like, actually, I've got twin boys. One just has long hair.
Douchebag.
So, yeah, it does. Yeah. Okay. You love kids. Like,
love kids.
Yeah.
Always wanted them. But now I got two twins for free.
Obviously, Brendan sees your boys as an added bonus to what you bring to the relationship. Oh, that's just a comment, I guess. There's nothing else really there.
Yeah, I definitely think
it is. Sorry, let me reframe that. Do you see it as an added bonus or do you see it as baggage? I
mean, no, added bonus.
How can you answer that? You're not going to be like, to me, oh yeah, it's baggage.
Baggage. Little shit. I mean, they're great. They're lovely.
Stop.
You know I love them.
I know you do. Why do you refer to him as Brendan, but his Instagram name is Riley?
Brendan Riley. Since I was 18, everyone's called me Riley.
And on our first date, I said to you, do I call you Brendan or Riley? And you're like, ooh.
I'd call me whatever you want.
Baby. I don't know. I've always struggled to call people by a nickname before I'm super familiar with them.
Mm.
But now that I am super familiar with you, I still prefer to call you Brendan.
I think with all my sports too, everyone calls me Riley.
Yeah.
Just stuck.
What are you most drawn to in each other? That's kind of the same as the other one.
Yeah.
Like caring, genuine.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Share each of your love languages. Mine's physical touch followed by words of affirmation. You did the quiz the other day and yours is...
Touch.
Physical touch followed by words of affirmation.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you and I probably wouldn't even have to do the quiz really because we're just like like glued together when we're in the same space, hey?
Cancers.
Yeah, typical Cancerians. Yeah. Emotional.
We're just under a month apart.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know, we're both very, like, touchy. Hey.
Yep.
Why the nickname Lycra Man, Brendon?
Yeah, you tell me. Thanks to you and your sister.
Speaking of baggage, added bonuses, my sister.
She's lovely.
Lycra Man because Brendon cycles. And so when you and I were first getting to know one another and I found out you cycled, I'd
You're gobsmacked.
You're yeah, like, no, I was you just don't. Really like, yeah, surprised that you like got around. There's so many contradictions with you. That's the thing that I find so interesting about you is like it's a real like mixed bag of unique pairings because like obviously being covered in tattoos, being tall, like you have a certain look about you which looks to some people like trouble.
Mm, but you're really
but you're literally the most caring, kind person. And same thing, yeah, like I was just surprised to find out that you get around the Gold Coast in Lycra. Sometimes yep. Polka dot Lycra.
Like how does a man so big fit in Lycra? Lucky it stretches.
Have to walk like around a hunchback at white cheeks. Yeah.
My belly button hanging out.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
How did I introduce you to the boys? Can you take that one so I can drink my tea?
It was like a Sunday afternoon. You invited me over to hang out. And I think we'll sort of back and forth about the whole topic.
Yeah, because I don't think you'd realise that it was not something I did.
Yeah.
Because I remember saying to you, like, does it bother you or whatever? And you're like, no, like, I'm all good. Like, I'd love to meet them and I'll come hang out with you guys. And I was probably stressing more about it. And I said to you, like, I've only ever introduced one other person to the boys and that was after 7 months. And then you were like, whoa, should we wait? No pressure.
Yeah.
But...
because I wasn't sure if it was going to be too fast for you, too fast for them. But then also, like, I sort of wanted to come in just as your friend anyway. So
yeah.
And that's why I sat on the other side of the table and...
yeah.
I don't think I touched you at all.
No.
No.
I think, like, when they went for a shower...
Shaking your hand.
We had, like, a sneaky kiss when they went for a shower. But it was very low pressure. The boys were swimming.
Yeah.
Came over.
Doing their thing.
Yeah, and then we all went guppies. For a walk. And I think intuitively you were really great at that because you did give them space. You weren't in their, like, right up in their grills. No. And you weren't putting on a show. Like, you were just observing them.
Yeah, taking it in and, yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of what you do, right?
Yeah, I tend to do that a little bit.
Okay. Am I your normal type?
No.
Expand.
Well, you're very driven.
Older.
Yeah. I don't know, you want more, you've got big goals, like... yeah, I definitely see a lot of you in me. So, it doesn't really...
Do you have kids? Oh, no, we've said, do you have kids? Do you want kids?
Yes, I've got two.
Do you want to have babies with me?
Yes.
You'd have me pregnant today, wouldn't you? You would.
I probably would.
Yeah.
Another set of twins.
Brendon, what are your biggest life lessons and mantras?
Keep your circle small. Be loyal. Always care for others. Just be a good person. I think that's a huge one.
You really keep your word.
Yeah.
That's one thing I've noticed in just observing your commitment to work, to fighting, to me, to the boys. It breaks you if you have to even slightly deviate from your word.
Yeah. I get a bit unhinged and unsettled if I... yeah, that's why if I agree to something, like, I'll do it.
Yeah. First impression of each other?
Wow. Well, I've always thought you were stunning.
My first impression of you was, like, much more attractive in real life. And, like, just, yeah, I don't know. I felt like as soon as I saw you, I was like, oh, there's chemistry here for sure.
Well, the first time I saw you with no makeup.
Oh, really?
I was like, F.
Off. Like, she's terrifying?
No, you're stunning. Like, you're naturally beautiful without makeup on.
Yeah, you
That's
much...
That's why I like, yeah.
You much prefer me.
Walk around in trackies and no makeup and...
You're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? I've answered those ones. How was I able to let my wall down after being hurt in the past? I think we could both speak to that because we both kind of had a wall up a little bit.
Yep.
You definitely let yours come down a lot quicker with me.
Yeah.
I feel like pretty early on you were like, I'm here. This is it.
Well, I figured that, I don't know, because I felt like we did click. And you were such a good, genuine person. The only way that I was going to try was to sort of let go. I mean, I didn't let go of everything straight away, but I think I let go a lot quicker than you and a lot harder. But I think it worked out well.
Yeah. How was I able to let my wall down? Well, I think it's just connecting to like that higher vision, that next version of myself of going, how do I want to be in a relationship and what is it that I really want? And I remember early on you said to me, what is it that you want in a partner? And when I was like answering that question to you and like just realizing like you're in front of me, like all of the things I was rattling off, like saying I want someone who wants to be involved in my life. I want someone who sees all of me, accepts my flaws. And like I've shared more personal things with you than I've shared with most of the people that know me. And again, you've just been like unmovable and accepting of everything.
Yeah.
And so I think that made it really easy for me to let my walls down, is like constantly reminding myself, what is it that I want? Like to get to what I want, I have to allow myself to be vulnerable and uncomfortable and open myself up to being hurt.
That's exactly it.
And
yeah.
Risking it. What else? Love languages. We've answered that. Was it a physical or mental attraction first?
Physical.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You're a babe.
I remember on our first coffee date, you kept going like quiet, and that's I've said this on a podcast before. I was like,
"Is he drunk?
Is he okay? Like, is he okay?"
Yeah. Maybe he's been what was it? Maybe he's been hit in the head too many times.
Yeah, I did think that.
Like, I wasn't dribbling.
No, but you were like, I don't know, kind of zoning out a bit at times.
I was taken back. Like, it was one thing to see how attractive you were on Instagram, but then to see you in person in front of me, I was just like, I'm in deep here. Shit. Shit, she's hot. Yeah.
But that's the thing about attraction, right? Like, it's so subjective. It's just an interesting thing, what people find attractive about one another.
But then I look at you and, like, I've said this to you before, but I think, like, I don't understand what you'd look in like a guy like me.
Yeah, I think that's what you said to me, like, why are you giving me a chance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
you're an idiot.
His cheeks are babe.
You're silly. Yeah, physical attraction for sure. But now it's definitely like all of the things.
I was waiting for you to rock up with glasses on. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I think she's blind. Stop it. Are more kids on the cards for you and Brendan?
We'll see. I want kids.
I know. I know. But you also have said you'd be okay if not.
More than happy.
Yeah. But I will say.
Settle with twins, Basil.
And actually, this is something potentially worth sharing. This is when I think that we both realized there was something here that we just needed to dive in and let the walls come down, was there was the prospect of you potentially being offered a job far away.
Yeah.
And so that was like the night after. So when I said one of my moments where I realized I was in trouble, when you brought me the hot water bottle and you were just so like caring and just so how you are, that day you were like, how do you feel about long distance for a year? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then we had a quick phone call and we decided we'd talk about it at dinner that night. And we went to dinner. And...
yeah.
We had like a big talk about you potentially moving away for a year and what that would look like. And I think, not I think, you'll, and tell me if I'm oversharing here, we can edit it out. But you said to me, your concern was, my voice is going funny, your concern was if you were to leave for a year, I wouldn't want to continue seeing you because I'd already said to you, I'm so scared of getting hurt.
Mm.
And so you thought that if you were to leave for a year, I wouldn't want to continue getting to know you because that's just like running into a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had like a bit of a like come to Jesus conversation where I said to you, if we're going to like explore this together, like I'm turning 35 years old this year. I've not really considered having more kids until like us. And if we're going to do this, then I would want to spend like at least a year getting to know you. I'd also want to go and freeze some eggs just so that we have that like insurance policy. And yeah, we just had like a real honest conversation. And I think that's when we both realized that there was definitely something worth just like surrendering to.
Yeah. I think so.
What else? How do you feel about the step-parent role?
Yeah, I don't really look at it as a parent thing. I think it's more of a friend thing. As we've discussed before, like I'll never try and take their dad's place or be their dad, I guess. Like I just want to be their big best friend that's willing to be there for him and care for him. Yeah.
You said very early on to me that because you've been the kid with a single mum,
yeah,
you like understand how precious that dynamic is between mum and child.
So precious.
And like you don't want to come in and rock the boat and be like, hey, this is how we're doing things now.
Hmm. No, I didn't want that at all because I know the bond I had with my mum for so many years when I was younger was so tight. And I know it did get awkward when there were male figures around. And yeah, I just didn't want that for you guys or any awkwardness or...
Yeah, you've taken to it so well. And I think, like, I think it's normal that the kids and eventually over time, you're going to feel more like a dad figure to them.
Yeah.
Just because of the nature of the beast of like we spend time as a family unit. But I think one of the best things about you is you're aware that you just want to be a role model and guide them and be someone that they can come to as like a trusted confidant.
Yeah, definitely. I want to sort of be their rock. And a good sort of male around.
Yeah, and you are. Even this morning, I didn't tell you this, this morning we were talking about, they were saying something about one of their friends at school was being teased. So he's a little boy and girls were trying to tease him and say, you're a girl, you're like a girl type of thing. And the boys and I were having a conversation about it. And I've definitely tried to instill like feminist vibes in the boys. And they're like, there's nothing wrong with being a girl. Like saying that he's a girl is not teasing him. That's just silly because he is a boy and he doesn't want to be called a boy. And if he wanted to be called a girl, that would be fine. And then we got into the topic of like colors are for everyone and, you know, what does it even mean if he seems like a girl? What does that mean? And one of the boys brought you up and they said like Brendan, he's like a really big, tough guy, but he's had pink hair before and he has a pony tattoo. Like you've rubbed off on them in that way. That's like just really cute.
Pink shirt.
Yeah.
And then one of the boys wore the pink shirt that day.
Yeah, one of the boys is like Brendan's little sycophant. Like whatever Brendan does, he wants to do. It's very cute. Okay, past stories. Have you been through any deep trauma and how did you get through it? That's a heavy one. You don't have to answer that if you don't want to.
No, maybe for another time.
Another time. But I think we've all been through traumas, right?
Yeah, I think everyone's experienced in small or big or... yeah.
Okay, your tattoos, do they all have meanings and do you have regrets?
Do I have regrets?
Do you?
Maybe.
One or two.
One or two. But I know when I first started getting tattoos, they all meant something, and then it just became filling in gaps.
You tattooed your whole left arm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My left arm from my elbow down, my thighs, my knees.
A lot of space to cover there.
Yeah.
Big old legs.
Big old chunky monkeys. my jockey legs.
Do you have regrets? You're getting your face tattooed lasers. Like your face tattoos, you're in the process of having them removed.
Yep, I'm definitely getting them removed.
So they've already faded significantly.
I don't think I regret them, but because I had my time with them and I did like them at the time and enjoy them, but I think I'm just sort of getting to that age where I've sort of grown out of them. I run a business now and sort of miss my clean face. I don't regret it though.
It's such a good face.
That's okay. It'll do. Yeah. It'll do for now.
Yeah, it'll do. There's a lot of baby questions. I feel like we've answered that. Someone said, does he know about the baby girl forecast? I've told you how psychics keep saying I'm going to have a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've joked about if we have a girl that's like a giant like him. Would I get married again and become Kylie Riley? Would I?
I don't know, would you?
Yeah. I've always, like, I've been very, since obviously going through a divorce and you've gone through like a marriage breakdown, separation and whatnot, I've not really felt compelled to want to get married again. Like, I've always said I would just be happy to be in a long-term relationship and not have the marriage.
Just be Kylie.
Just be Kylie. But we've had a lot of conversations about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've definitely changed my tune on getting married again. Yeah. What about you?
After my split and breakup, I said that I'd never get married again, but you've definitely changed the tone on that subject.
He's choking. He's like breathing heavily, panicking.
I gotta go.
Breaking out in a sweat. Stop. We've had lots of conversations about it, haven't we?
No.
Yeah. Was I ever intimidated by your tattoos? No, because my dad's always said to me, the tougher people look, the nicer they are. And my uncle had long hair and was a bikie and had tattoos and he was super gentle. I've also dated someone that had more tattoos than you when I was like 18.
Rub it in.
You're nothing special.
I'm not a bikie, by the way.
I kid. Yeah. No, I wasn't intimidated, but I did wonder because we've had this conversation. I think you're so attractive. You live on the Gold Coast. You're a fighter with an Instagram following covered in tattoos. Like there's some.
So you think, what do you think? I was an F-boy?
Yeah. Yeah, you could have been.
Could have been.
I didn't know. Yeah.
Just judge, whatever.
we all make judgments. But I was never intimidated by your tattoos.
Hurt my feelings.
You'll be okay. What else?
Suck it up.
How does your relationship and connection together differ from previous ones? You can take that one. How is it different for you?
I think the appreciation level's a lot higher. I think we both want the same things. I think we both want both of us to succeed and push with whatever we want or want to do. I feel like we just get each other.
Yeah. I feel like it's different from past things that I've experienced because I'm different. Like, I feel like I'm willing to be more myself with you rather than just give you a version of me.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to show up as, like, the one Kylie and you get to know all parts of me. But I feel like in the past I've definitely felt like there were parts of me that I couldn't reveal to some people.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can show you everything, and I feel like I have early on.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this, like, we understand it's still like early days,
yeah.
But I've never had anyone like love me in the way that you like love me. Like, I feel like it's like, not to say I don't know, like, I feel like obsessive is a dumb word. Like, that makes it sound scary. But, like, I feel like we're both just
very, the bond.
Like, invested, yeah, and caring, and it's so reciprocated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think is what you were saying, like, about feeling like it's, you know, appreciative on both sides.
Yeah. It feels very real.
Do I worry that I'm taking things too fast? You used to be cautious camps. I think I still am cautious camps.
She's there.
To a certain extent. Yeah. But I feel safe with you.
You should.
I do.
But be cautious.
Be cautious, little baby girl.
Be cautious.
Yeah, I guess I have been cautious in the past.
Hmm.
But you make it easy not to be.
I mean, maybe some might look at it going fast, but I think we're very open and we talk about everything. And if
either of us... We're two Cancerians. We're like emotional little...
Yeah. Like. But if anything's ever worrying us, we talk about it, we throw it out there, and we sort it out. And every time, we're usually on the same page anyway.
Yeah. But
I don't think it's fast. I just think it's...
I do feel like we've been in a relationship a lot longer than we have been.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like I feel like the comfort level that I have with you is like the sort of thing that you get after years of being with someone.
Like wearing trackies all the time.
Yeah, and like just going through COVID and...
That was easy.
That COVID was not easy. It was easy for you.
No, I hated watching you guys sick. But in terms of like being here and helping, like I don't think that was a big issue.
Yeah, you're very good at caring for people.
Good at something.
You're good at lots of things. Okay, last two. We've kind of touched on this, but explicitly, what were your thoughts before your first date and what did you expect? That's just one, and then there's one more after.
I didn't really know what to expect. I sort of went in hot.
Went in hot?
Yeah. Like I thought you were really attractive and beautiful and you look very goal-driven. I don't know, there's something about you, and then we started talking, and then it just, I felt like it was easy off, straight off the bat. Like, it was just a good, easy conversation. And then, yeah, I could have spoken to you all day.
Yeah, because I remember saying to you, should we go? And you're like, oh.
I'm like, you can't cut me off already.
I'm like, I've got to go. I've got school pick up. Okay, thoughts before my first date. Before our first date, I don't know, I was just like, go for the story. You know, like worst case scenario, you spend an hour with this guy and you never see him again. Like, yeah, that's kind of...
Easy peasy.
Yeah, low investment, because I typically don't like going for a coffee date as a date, but you don't drink.
No, no. I don't drink alcohol.
How long since you've drunk alcohol?
We'll be 10 years in October.
And that's not because you had a drinking problem. No. Which I feel like is always the follow-up question, yeah, right?
I've never had a drinking problem.
You just choose not to
drink. I mean, I had fun with my friends when I was younger, but yeah. It sort of got to the point where I thought I was doing it for a bit of a health kick, but I think in the back of my mind there were some underlining issues. Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff from your childhood that made you want, yeah, to not drink. Yeah. Yeah.
So no, I never had a problem.
And it's cute. The boys keep saying that they're never going to drink alcohol because you don't drink alcohol.
We'll see.
I know. And I'm like, guys, alcohol can be fun.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, don't listen to Brendan.
No.
He doesn't know anything.
It was really cute. The other night, one of the boys said, Mum, when I grow up, will you help me learn what has alcohol in it and what doesn't? Because I'm going to be like, Brendan, not drink alcohol.
You're like, you don't want to be like Brendan. Look how he turned out.
All right, last one. There are other ones, but I think they're kind of... It's all kind of the same stuff, really. Last one. What would you love to achieve together in the next 2 years? Go.
You go first. You go. No, you go. You open this one.
No, you go.
No, you keep throwing me under the bus. You go.
I need to have a sip of my tea.
No, I need a drink too.
We talk a lot about things that we want to achieve, right?
Yeah, future goals.
And you and I both love a list. And like a visualization, sit down and work out what we want to do type of thing.
Notepads.
Notepads. Something that you and I have spoken about is we would love to like get into flipping houses.
Yep.
Like in our future, because you are a carpenter by trade, and I think it's something that we could both like do and really enjoy. Yeah. We've got a shared list of things that we want to do.
The block?
Yeah, we'd like to go on the block. Put that out into the universe.
Both want sort of online businesses.
Yeah. There's also like things we want to do in terms of travel. Like we've got that list where it's like there's something you want to do in far north Queensland, so we're going to plan a trip to go and do that.
Yeah.
We want to take the boys.
Boys overseas. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got a big list, right?
Yeah. You've got plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
And you're going to fight for the rest of the year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. If you let me.
Of course. It's so much dedication.
4 a.m. wake ups. Sneaking out.
Wake ups. Yeah, you train so much.
Lunches, dinners,
oats, all the things.
Here's your salmon and lettuce.
Enjoy. Bon appetit.
Have a good day.
All right. Well, hopefully people are still listening to this. I feel like they might have tuned out because it's basically us just being like, oh, yeah, I think you're beautiful.
Blah, blah, blah. Shut up, you two. You make me sick.
You're gross.
Ick.
And there'll be people that are like, hey, listening to be like, let's just see what they're up to. But anyway, those are the questions that were submitted. Thanks for doing this with me.
It's okay. Thanks for having me.
Where can people see more of you? My Instagram stories.
Yeah, just your Instagram. I'm sure you tag me all the time anyway.
What's your Instagram username? I'll put it in the show notes.
It's like _ Riley.
It's very confusing for people that you have that username, but your name's Brendan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just tricking it up.
All right, let's go watch TV.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you good?
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.